The Ramchal now explains how it could be possible for a Navi to make a mistake. He's coming to explain a story in Tanakh, which is a fascinating story, but it's quite difficult to understand. The story is in Malachim about a Navi who is not named, that is sent to tell Yerubam he will be punished. The punishment being that all his children and successors will be wiped out and not even buried. Yerubam at that point was in the midst of sacrificing to his own Avodah Zarah on his Mizbeach, and he stuck out his hand to strike the Navi, and his hand froze and was paralyzed. Now Chazal comment that Hashem here steps in and was ready to stand up for the Navi's honor and protect him, and made this Yerubam's hand freeze, although Hashem allowed Yerubam to desecrate his name through sacrificing to Avodah Zarah. It's a fascinating thing. That Chilul Hashem allowed to continue, whereas a tzaddik's kavod, Hashem will step in. So Yerubam is standing there with a paralyzed hand, and he asks the Navi to daven for him. And the Navi does, and Yerubam's hand is healed, and he goes right back to serving idols and being makriv his carbon on the Mizbeach to Avodah Zarah. So this just demonstrates to us how little we understand about Avodah Zarah. So the Navi is then told by Hashem he should return home, but not veer from the path, not stop anywhere, don't go into anybody's house, don't talk to anybody. Now there was a Navi Sheker, also not named, a false prophet, who lived there, and he heard this whole story, and for some reason, which is unclear, he was determined, he made up his mind that this Navi is going to eat by him. So he told his children to tell him what's going on, and he walks out, and he intercepts the Navi en route, and he told him that he just received, the Navi Sheker just received a Nevuah from Hashem to countermand the previous Nevuah, and now Hashem wants him to eat by this Navi Sheker. And the Navi believes him. He starts to eat by him, and as soon as that happens, Hashem appears to him, he has a Nevuah, and he's told that he'll have to die for his sin of transgressing his own Nevuah. It's one of the things a person is chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. If a Navi is over al divrei atzma, a Navi is over on his own Nevuah, he's chayiv misa. So he leaves, and he's attacked by a lion, who kills him, and then stands guard over his body until it's buried. And the Navi is buried by the Navi Sheker. The Navi Sheker commands his children to bury him when he dies, right near the grave of the true Navi. And many years later, Yeshio HaMelech disinters the body of the fake Navi because Hashem caused thorns to grow around that grave and flowers to grow over the Navi's, the real Navi's grave. So he sees what happens and he disinters the body of the fake Navi and destroys the bones. And it's a fascinating story from many, many angles, but it's also so hard to understand. How could this true Navi make a mistake and believe the fake Navi, thereby transgressing his own Nevuah? So the Ramchal explains that the definition of Nevuah is the connection the Navi has with Hashem. Hashem does send some Nevi'im on a shlichus, a mission, and other Nevi'im are not sent on a shlichus. And this doesn't connect to what the Nevuah actually is, which is Deveikus in Hashem. It's just a ramification of being a Navi. Hashem might send the Navi on a mission. Who is chosen to go on a mission? It isn't always based on their level of experience. Sometimes a veteran Navi, who is well-versed in all the ways of Nevius, is chosen to go on a mission. But we find other times that new Nevi'im are given a shlichus. And it is those less experienced Nevi'im that make mistakes. And if they don't make a mistake what their Nevuah was, that's clear. But they do something of their own volition which doesn't conform to the Nevuah they were given. And that's because they don't know the rules of Nevuah. They don't understand how Nevuah works yet perfectly. So they fail to keep their Nevuah. And that was the story that happened to this Navi who was sent to tell Yerubam his punishment. He didn't know how to discern true Nevuah from the Navi Sheker. Or perhaps he didn't understand that it's impossible that his Nevuah could have been countermanded by this other Navi. We don't know exactly what the rules are. But one of the rules was one of the rules that he was transgressing, which he should have known, but yet hadn't enough experience to be medakdek in it, and therefore came to make this mistake.